This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Among the groups in the forefront of the international effort to address the Ebola crisis in West Africa is Boston-based Partners in Health. The group is promising to keep staff and volunteers in Liberia and Sierra Leone for several more years to fight Ebola and address other public health concerns in those countries. Helping to lead the Partners in Health initiative is the Chief Nursing Officer Sheila Davis, who says the ongoing crisis reveals how vital public health infrastructures actually are.
Many times more people are dying not because of Ebola, but because of this weakened health system. So even the facilities that have been open to provide care for other things such as malaria, safe childbirth, those in most countries are closed. So more people are dying because they're not being able to get health care for other non-Ebola reasons. A lot of the attention to both countries has been just treating the acute Ebola. But if we don't work at the same time to build up this system, we're going to see these acute outbreaks or hotspots for quite a long time.
Sheila, let me ask, when you first heard about the outbreak earlier in the year, did Partners in Health have any idea back then how serious it would become?
I don't think we did. The first cases we heard about in probably March, April, or May, like all of the other previous Ebola outbreaks, the thought was it would show up and it would be quickly gone, and a few hundred cases would be there worldwide, and we would stop hearing about it very quickly. And then during the summer, when we were hearing more and more about cases being found in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea, we have two smaller nonprofits that we work with in those areas, and we had been in contact with them, and they, as well as the governments of Liberia and Sierra Leone, asked us to come in and help.
The New York Times this week published an investigative report looking at the early days of the global response to the outbreak. It found bravery and dedication among first responders, but it also found the early efforts that could have potentially curtailed the outbreak were hampered by politics and budget constraints at WHO, the World Health Organization, and a miscalculation of the scope of the epidemic at the CDC, Centers for Disease Control. Do you think there was an opportunity missed early on to stop this near its beginning?
You know, I think when we look back, there were a lot of opportunities where interventions or things could have happened where this could have changed the outlook of this. Chronically, the World Health Organization is not well-funded. We don't really have, I think, a global approach to health in a very proactive way. Areas where these outbreaks have taken place, they are places where there's little to no healthcare that's available. If we had, spent a lot of the money that we've spent now fighting this 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and had this health system be built in a very different way, this outbreak, I am sure, would be nothing like it is now.
And after these many months, do you see progress?
Liberia, there's certainly progress. We certainly have seen declining cases. Over the past few days, there has been a small hotspot that's appeared in Liberia, 49 cases over the past 10 days or so, which is very worrisome. In Sierra Leone, I have to say it's been very, very challenging. The epidemic has taken a different course there, and we're continuing to have hotspots in different areas around the country at the same time.
Sheila Davis, Chief Nursing Officer at Partners in Health, talking with us about the latest developments in efforts to stem the Ebola outbreak. Thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.